Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Exodus 32, John 11, Proverbs 8, and we began Ephesians in Ephesians 1. But I'll tell you guys, it's Exodus that stirred me up once again. While so many scenarios in the reading struck me, it was that scene in Exodus 32 that had me trembling. Here we see leadership and worship fails on high display. Both of those topics are dear to my heart, so let's just dive in for a little bit. Today we see what happens when people do life without the presence of God. For them, Moses had become that presence. Without actual relationship with God, the God on the mountain, they were very dependent upon the earthly representative of God, being Moses. However, at this point in chapter 32, he's been on the mountain for weeks, and we see the people who are just fresh off of receiving the commandments from God are now easily discouraged as they lack leadership. Now, I know that when Moses left for his engagement with God, he left Aaron and Hur in charge, and I would have thought that these would have been great choices, as Aaron has been his voice before the people and Pharaoh on many occasions, and Hur worked alongside Aaron back in the day when they were supporting him, lifting up Moses' arms as they battled the Amalekites. But we soon discover that Aaron lacks the backbone needed to be the leader when the people needed it the most. In the weeks of waiting, the people grew so impatient that they began to forget what was true and whose they were. They returned to the ways they formerly knew in Egypt of pluralism, the ways of graven images and idols. So now seek to make their own God. Right? Despite the clear instructions Moses gave them to the contrary in the commandments he read to them that we see back in chapter 24. They lose sight of the true God, and it appears that no one is there to rebuke and remind them. The voice of God is now the goldsmith of the enemy, as Aaron caves under the pressure of the mob and makes them a false god to worship. It's one thing to see the people of God completely lose heart and go the other way, but to see the leaders who are held to higher standards not only fall as well, but actively participate in leading them to worship other gods. Then in a bizarre twist, we see Aaron making an altar before the golden calf, but then telling the people tomorrow will be a feast day to the Lord. This is so reminiscent of the way that people, even some pastors, are so double-minded. They end up pointing people to God plus something else, God plus money, God plus country, God plus works, God plus so many things means that God is not God at all in your life. God will not be one of many. He deserves our only allegiance. He stands alone, set apart, and also calls us to stand with him as set apart ones. Aaron leads them in idol creation and then attempts to mix in praise to the Lord. Oh, double-minded leader, Aaron, what have you done? This is essentially what Moses even asks Aaron when he is sent down to reprimand the people. And Aaron compounds the issue by not even taking responsibility for his action. He says in verse 22 through 24, "Let not the anger of my Lord burn hot. You know the people, that they are set on evil. For they said to me, 'Make us gods who shall go before us.' As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. So I said to them, 'Let any who have gold take it off.' So they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf." Like, what? Like, out came this calf. Like, you had nothing to actively do about it. Like, you weren't shaping and molding it. This is not how a leader talks. Like, while the people are absolutely set on evil, yes, he quickly conceded and facilitated the evil. Stand your ground, leaders. Who will speak the truth if not you? But I also shudder at the current example of the blatant idolatry we see not only in most entertainment circles today, but look at the craziness that went down in a political action meeting in February. A gathering of political conservatives that claim to be the segment of the political population most pursuing Christian values, and they had a literal golden statue of the former President Trump wheeled into their annual convention as he prepared to speak. The comparisons there to the scene in Exodus here today, as well as similar scenes described in Daniels 2 and 3, are unmistakable. As followers of Jesus, we must keep our allegiances clear and singular. God, no one else. Just like the people of God in Exodus and their impatience, we are reminded of our own often impatient spirit that struggles to wait for God. We can be tempted to rush off to find someone or something else to venerate when we can't wait. And God knows we fail in our weakness often. So he reminds us in places like Isaiah that those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Today, let's pray that God would empower us to wait on him and no one else. Will you pray with me? Father God, we repent of any places in our hearts that have gone astray, that have been given over in allegiance to anyone and anything else. Lord God, we desire to make no idols of the heart, nor physical idols, nothing that would take the place of our devotion to you, Father God. And we ask that you would help us to rise up as we are leaders in whatever capacity, Lord God, to speak the truth in love when it's needed and to be a word of discipline and rebuke as it is called for, Lord God, and to live out whatever call you have on our lives, Lord God, knowing that you will empower us to stand firm and to wait on you. Lord, we thank you that you do it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, well, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Let me know what you're thinking. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.